I do have a comment in regards to being pro-black. I am definitely pro-black, always have been, and I grew up in a very diverse neighborhood. But I do not believe that pro-black means you have to be anti-white. I do not agree to that. Being pro-black does not mean you have to look down upon other nationalities that are not black. I mean, true enough, America or history in itself has culturally raped us of everything that we are. And I think Toria brought up in a recent episode that trends become hot once other nationalities break out with braids or a different color nail polish or start wearing weaves or using. My message got cut off. So again, I don't think that we should be biased and totally shut out the fact that just because someone is white does not mean that they are racist. Unfortunately, I do look at white people completely different now that a lot of their racism is showing, like, hey, your racism is showing. But I do not believe that pro-black means that you have to be anti-white. We should definitely be aware that Trump has brought out the racism in a lot of people and probably most of them out of the darkness among us just because he created more of a realm of hate speech being okay. But yeah. I don't agree that pro-black means anti-white.
Similar to what? I sound exactly like the girl. It's the thuggish rubbish boy.
Oh my God. It's the thuggish rubbish boy. Both of you are terrible.
Why you hating?
It's not hate, it's what my ears hear.
Your ears? Yeah, I know what your ears hear. Mediocrity. Yes, I know. Bring that back up. We are here.
Rising on the run tour.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the run. Oh, no, I heard the costume was off the chain. My whole girl.
I wonder why it was off the chain.
Yeah, it was dope. Cause Hov killed it. Beyonce killed it.
But did you hear? We're gonna need to stop her. Boy Meets Soul Child bomb.
Hold on. He opened up.
No, not at the. It was another show that he did on his own.
Oh well, yeah.
He's
like, no.
You know, it's crazy.
Like, even if you can't hear yourself, you can hear yourself crack. You know that you're fucking up.
Yeah.
So obviously, he's on some American Idol. I'm the best singer, and I need to be the next American Idol type shit.
Well, maybe he couldn't hear. Maybe the acoustics was too loud.
Probably so. The crowd's probably
isn't
yelling.
That, like, a good comeback or something, or you coming back out.
He's been out, it's just his music ain't, he's not with Def Jam no more. He with like another independent label.
Oh, so he's not really like soul?
He's soul, you know, he
just like a little rusty soul. Like,
he's something, he's something.
You need some milk.
I'm still a fan. You need some milk. Hey, Easy.
Hey, they were at the Mock Truth Club last night.
Oh, see? And we went there. Oh, you was there.
I wasn't there. I just
see, Duke. Duke go out and kick it, don't tell nobody no more.
I knew people that were there. Yeah. And they took pictures with these guys.
Yeah, 50 Cent was there. 50 Cent was on the west side of Chicago on Madison Pulaski.
50 Cent is a real dude.
Yeah, get it in. My man said, yo, they purging out here in Chicago. Like, 50 Cent, fool. Like, ain't nobody gonna fuck with 50. I know he was at a liquor store.
Place to be. Yeah. If you come to Chicago and you supposedly a thug, Madison and Pulaski is the place to go.
Yeah.
That's the place to be if you want to be.
And then we want some clothes, go to Tops and Bottoms or somewhere.
Yeah, that's the place to go.
Yeah.
Like everybody in Chicago on the same.
Hey, why not? I think that's safe. Can't rob me if you're wearing the same thing. Can't purge me. No, but yeah. What up, world? How you feeling? How you living? It's your main man, Toria Terrell, aka Mr. Preppy Boy, and I'm in here with my brother Duke.
I made it.
About fucking time. And my little sis Toria.
Liddy.
Oh God. And you are now tuned in to Preppy Boys World, the podcast. You're going to hear a whole bunch of stuff from us today because we have a whole bunch of shit to say.
It's very turned up.
And once again, we are early. We are so fucking early, man. Like this, but you know, it's a good thing because I got a chance to work out. And I got a chance to get in, get my energy levels. I leveled up. And, you know, we here, man. We watching the Bud Billiken Day Parade in Chicago, man. We watching it. Y'all go.
Bud Billiken. Like, who is that guy?
His name is Bud, and he has Billikens.
He does.
I'm not knocking the parade, but the city got to do better, man.
It just
looks.
It's generic.
Yeah.
You know what? Even during the holidays, even around Christmas time and Thanksgiving parades, they look nothing like New York's and. Stuff, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
That's because they're not having theirs in Queens. No disrespect to Queens. But
he said it.
They'd rather have a parade in Manhattan, you know.
Yeah. I mean they do the holiday parades on Michigan, the Mag Mile and everything.
Yeah, but why can't the Bud Billiken parade be there?
Because
it was founded here in Chicago.
Yeah, a lot of it was founded here, you know. I mean, shit.
Are they in the, what, 1920s?
I think so. By Bud Billiken. What is Bud Billiken's real name?
I don't know, but he sounds like a pedophile.
Damn. We're
trying to... These are just jokes, but I mean, come on, man. Bud
Billiken.
So let's dig deeper. Is he a Nazi?
No, he's not a Nazi. He's the founder of the Chicago Defender newspaper, and the parade was intended to give underprivileged children a day to be in the spotlight.
So where does Bud Billiken come from, though?
So in traditional Chinese mythology, a Billiken is a guardian angel. And I'm not really sure where the Bud came from.
The Defender newspaper, underprivileged student
parade.
That makes sense. Why they have it there?
So we got a weed protected parade. Bless you. I think y'all should change the name to Preppy Boys World Parade. I said it.
Well,
damn. See, my crew don't even agree. They don't even agree with me. Damn.
It's a nice parade, though. But they can be better. It's just the things that float. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
They don't have any floats. They don't have any.
I mean, it's just, I think it's more so towards the communities.
Yeah.
kids, the kids going back to school. They got the kids that's going to be in the CPS schools. They're going out there and they're doing it. They out there giving them a chance. Because, you know, because...
By the way, they can't name it Perfect Boys World because we talk about very graphic
adult
shit.
Adult non-children content.
And I just called them... I just called the founder of this thing...
A pedophile.
So we're definitely not...
So, shit.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah,
innocent children.
You know, after barbecue and time, I want some.
Yep.
But today, y'all, we're going to talk about a lot of things. We're going to talk about LeBron James. We're going to talk about growing up. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. Bear with us. Shoot, man. Toria, kick it off. We're going to get into it now.
Well, speaking of the children.
No tomorrow will bring better you, better me.
Oh, whore.
You just called me a whore. You called me a whore.
That's it?
I thought you said whore. I'm like, well, in my head.
You can find that beautiful sound on Parliament Lake. Underneath the L-track.
Ask him for spare change. Yes.
You know, back in the day as a kid, I grew up on the west side of Chicago, and I was all up and down the streets.
All up and down.
Okay, not in that way. But, mm-hmm. You know, we went over to
fast,
the
Canyon, right.
We went over to the Pick and Pay, and all the, you know, stores that was over there. But kids today, they don't have that freedom like we did back then.
A lot of family.
You know what? I take that up. They do have too much freedom. That's just the thing, because some of these parents ain't doing shit for them. So these kids go out here doing the fuck thing. They got more freedom than we have.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about as far as, like, you know, the good ones out there.
The only ones that are outside are the ones that are behaving in criminal activities.
Yeah.
Most of the time. The ones that are inside are, like, you know, they're sheltered.
So they get
their toughness and their attitude. They get it from TV. They get it from social media.
Studio gangsters.
And not... Yeah, and not real, not real interaction between people. That's why some of these kids, they can't function. Like, they don't know how to, talk to a person without having an attitude.
True. Yeah, true.
Because it's like everything is a show.
My kids are going to have some damn respect.
Yeah, these kids don't have much respect.
And it's just, basic survival. Like, I remember when I was going to high school. And I was taking the bus, the Madison County bus to high school every day. And, you know, my parents sat down and had to talk, because I used to go to elementary school right around the corner from me. It was just a walk right around the block.
Right.
So they said, okay, you about to get on the bus. Make sure you sit in the front. Make sure you don't make eye contact with people. You know, if you're in danger, then, you know, signal the bus driver some type of way. Sit on the outside, not the inside, in case somebody's sitting next to you and they try to trap you. All these big basic survival. I never ran into any of that. And all of my experience of being on the train, the L, the bus, and none of that, the pace. Luckily, but it's really amazing because at work now, you know, a lot of kids are going back to school, obviously. And
thank God.
Parents are worried about their kids taking a bus and train to school. And to me, that's blasphemy. Take a bus to train every day, you know, or even walking to school at that. Like, they're worried because... You know, it's a lot of shit going on today.
Yeah.
It's a lot of crap out there that's happening, and, you know, I feel like it's bittersweet because, you know, the kids aren't getting that exposure that they need, basic street smarts or basic survival.
Oh, they're getting the street smarts again from TV, like Duke said.
It's because communities aren't policing themselves.
Right.
They're mainly, you know, a lot of these kids, they got, if we dive into it deep enough, obviously parents nowadays are working longer hours.
Yeah.
Both parents normally are probably not at home around the same time. It's a lot of factors as far as, the household goes. So a lot of these kids, they don't have the parental influence to maneuver daily through life. they just, like I said, they don't know how to interact with people. Right. They see what they see on TV and they just take it with them. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, on TV, it's just a show. It's just, it's meant to give you the negative negative feedback. It's meant to be drama filled and all of that. That's why these kids out here, they don't know how to, if somebody says, like, if somebody steps on their toe, first thing, bitch, what's your problem? Or what the fuck, yeah. Bitch, you know what I'm saying? It's not wait for a response,
yeah.
Or say, excuse me, but you're stepping on my, it's none of that. It's straight to, it's from 0 to 60.
And it's straight, like,
yeah. So you're saying that TV is basically growing our children up.
TV has a big part in raising kids nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, when I was growing up, I really didn't care for TV. Unless it was Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
That was it.
But then again, it was good shit on during the week.
Yeah, during the week, it was stuff on, but it was like, you watched it with your parents. I remember watching The Living Color with my mother.
Yeah.
The Simpsons, whatever else. But at the same time, it was like, okay, weekends, Courtney, you can watch what you want to watch. There ain't nothing on with cartoons. And it's not, I'm not sitting there watching Love and Hip Hop. I'm not sitting there watching
that.
Power. Yeah, I'm not watching Power, Empire, and all this other shit that fuck kids' heads up. Because they don't have the content. They don't understand the content. They just see a problem and they see a solution. They don't understand, like, you can go to jail for this. Like, this doesn't happen in reality. Like, you can die from this. Like, these are just actors, characters. You're not.
Yeah.
You know? So.
You also make a really good point as far as TV, because TV today is not what it was back in the day. They say a lot more.
Yep.
They get away with a lot more shit on TV, hence the word shit. They pussy, all that stuff, TV, reality TV, and
ass
everything.
And bitches,
they say ass, they say a bitch, but not as often.
No, but.
Hey, Living Color say ass.
I never heard a bitch, though.
I did when he played Ike Turner.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in the day, we didn't hear all that. Like, everything was bleeped out. Even watching Flavor of Love as a kid, I wasn't even allowed to watch that.
You was a kid,
Flavor
Love?
Jeez, here we go again. I know, right?
Oh,
my head just hurt after that.
6, 7.
Flavor Love came out like...
It was like 06,
07. 07.
Oh. Yeah. So that was after Strange Love with him and Bridget, right?
Yeah.
She
was strange.
Yeah, she still is strange for having that child.
She had a child?
Yeah, she has. No, they didn't. She has had a baby at
50-some
years old.
That baby. Is anybody checking on that child?
No.
Poofy will come and check on the child.
Yeah, man.
That's Poofy.
Did she call him Poofy?
I remember she was big as shit, walking around with a little black boy. He was like a little black boy, though.
Hey, no, that's Flavor Flav.
Right.
No, but
yeah. Times have definitely changed.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. But could it also be the parents being very paranoid? Like, if you're
well, all the parents are all teenagers.
Well, yeah.
Grandmothers are 25 now.
Yeah.
The mothers are 15 and 14. I mean,
I know I had really strict parents. They weren't teenagers, but I had really strict parents.
True.
And it was to the point where I was barely allowed outside, and I had a best friend that lived literally one house down from me, and my mom was like scared to let me spend the night. She said, "I want to meet her parents. I want to go over there and see how they live in." Just from one house down, like, what are they going to do to me?
But that's what you have to do, though. I mean, regardless, that makes sense.
And they don't do that
I
now.
Mean, it's true with things going on today, but, you know, of course, as a kid, you're thinking, like, come on now. Like, just let me do what I want to do. Like,
right.
You know, it doesn't really make sense.
Because you don't know.
Yeah.
But traditions are breaking down.
Oh, yeah.
That's another killer of the black family. Traditions.
Like, yeah.
It's not a lot of traditions. Like, oh, my grandma did that. I don't need to do that no more. But it's just, they don't understand. Like, it's all about, you know, having structure. It's not so much.
And it's establishing respect.
Yeah.
Madea ain't there anymore. It's no more Madea.
Yeah,
no more. Now, I'm not talking about Madea. I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about Madea, the one that was the hierarchy of the family.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Your hierarchy of your family now is your 25-year-old grandmama who don't know no better still because she had you when she was 15. You know what I'm saying?
Black Turner, mama.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not, and you know what? And that's cool. You know, I'm not knocking that. Things happen. You know what I'm saying? You do grown up things, situations happen. But at some point, that's my homegirl. At some point, you gotta be an adult and realize that you are shaping the future. Your child can be the next, whatever. And you show your child how to be a thot and twerk and every that thing. Somebody put something up on Facebook, and it was this gentleman. He was just sitting there. His daughter was listening to something, and the mom was cheering the daughter on. And she started shaking her little booty. She's about 18 months or whatever, and she was twerking. And she looked at her dad, and the dad just stood there with this mean mug on his face. You know what I'm saying? She stopped, and then the mom kept on egging her on, saying, do it again. The dad just sitting there. You know, and the daughter looked at him and walked over the couch and walked away. You know what I'm saying? Houses are missing that. You know, the father's out here watching the girls twerk and everything. I refuse to watch twerking videos with my kids around. I watch it, but I refuse to watch it when they're around. You know, sometimes we get lazy and just keep it on BET or whatever.
They're too young for that, man. Like,
you know?
Just be kids. Like, why sexualize yourself? Why do women... Why do some women think that it's cute? I just do not know. It's not cute at all.
They get the attention.
Like, there's men out here that would literally, like, kidnap your child.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you sexualize them. Like, it's, like, they, now, mind you, I'm not going to be ignorant to say they need to, like, predators are out here looking at little babies twerking, because they'll take any kid.
Right.
But what I'm saying is...
But they are looking, though.
Yeah, don't give your child, like, don't put them in that situation, because they're going to grow up thinking, like, that's what you do.
That's okay.
To get attention. Right. That's not right. Like, you can still, you come out here, you can get a diploma before you 18. That's intention. Do that.
Mm-hmm. Half of them dropping out. You know what I'm saying? They're dropping out because they're being bullied in school, because of their situation at home. Yeah. It's so many things that are going on now that we didn't have to go through. It was happening back when we was in school. But not as much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Kids wasn't killing themselves because they was bullied. Some of them had tough skin. You know, a lot of these kids now don't have tough skin. They have the odds against them and their backs against the wall so much they go to school and they try their best to do what they can because at home, mom and dad are not seeing eye to eye. Mom ain't working. Dad ain't working a better job. Things like that. And then they got to go to school sometimes in ratty clothes. So things happen. Like that, I get it. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you don't. You know, we're not judging nobody, but we're just saying you can't play the victim all the time. So you can easily get out of your situation by just doing it. Just get out of it. Just do it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we need Madea back in the family. We need Madea.
I just want these parents out here who are young, you know, stop ignoring your child when they come home.
Yeah.
Stop just throwing TVs in their faces or iPads, iPhones.
Don't play video games.
Have a conversation with your child. You have no idea what your child went through all day. Yeah. You just let them come home and just, that's it. You don't know if they've been touched, they've been beat up. You don't know what they're going through. Right. Talk to them. It ain't hard. Like, that's all I got to say about that.
And listen, I mean, yes, you know, me and Duke are parents, you know what I'm saying, but we're not speaking for every parent out there. Y'all probably doing what y'all do because y'all don't know no better. You know, a lot of people just don't know. You know what I'm saying? I, you know, be 10 grand and very transparent with y'all. You know, my father grew up in the South and he wasn't the best father. He wasn't. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna lie. He had his moments, but that's all he knew. You know what I'm saying? If we don't tell our kids, or we don't try to be better for our kids, then hope is lost. Let's say it like that. I feel like if you're an adult, you should know if you was treated like crap when you was a child growing up, common sense tells you, I'm not going to do my child that same way. I got to do something better.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's for me. I'll speak for everybody, but that's for me. That's what I do. I have to be better for my kids. Because mine wasn't that great. I'm not saying my dad was horrible. I'm saying that. But he wasn't the best. He did what he knew. He only did what he knew. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. You know, Sorry to get off track with that, y'all. But kids need to goddamn have fun. Even go outside and play hopscotch and then
kids hula hoop. Yeah. Love your kids like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you will never have another one.
Right. Well, I know some of y'all have, like.
And some of these other kids out here running around going to be tough. Like, get a ass a hug, man. Tell them to sit their ass down. Give them some ice cream. Like, chill the fuck out.
Look at this ice cream, brother.
Hey, ice cream.
You've been talking about ice cream for the past couple of days.
I told you, ice cream is shit.
You know what I'm saying?
You ask any, like...
What?
Just go out, go downtown and be like, excuse me, man. I'm just like, oh, some ice cream. It'll work. It'll work.
He on that Luke Cage shit. It's coffee. You want to get this coffee? Yes. Coffee, and coffee stands for fucking. That's all. Is that
That's a cold word.
That's a cold word. Well, in Luke Cage, coffee, the first season was, that was fucking. So Luke Cage say, the women that come in and say, hey, you want to go get a cup of coffee? I go drink coffee. Just getting it in. So that's what ice cream, get some ice cream stand for now?
It could.
You know.
Speaking of being in a house. So I've been seeing a lot of you know, get you a woman that's in a house, a homebody, you know, don't really go out as much. Why? Can I just ask you why?
Why?
I don't understand. Just because a woman is in the house does not mean that every time she goes out, she's messing around. I don't understand that because while she in the house, you know, being a homebody, whatever, why should, if you do that, there's no problem with that. But there's a different perspective. What are you out there doing? She's in the house. You out playing with your homeboys, or, you know, well, I don't know. Playing with your game, or whatever y'all doing, playing basketball, or working, or, I mean, if you're working, that's fine. But doing everything else, you know, while she's in the house, I mean, I don't think that's fair.
It's not so much that men want our women in the house all the time. It's just that if you go out every weekend, to like clubs and like doing drinking every weekend, like that's not suitable for a healthy relationship. Yeah, if they're not going out together,
right?
So when a man's always out,
it's not suitable for a relationship. It's the same thing.
I'm just saying, like, okay, so there's not statuses out there that, you know, they're not putting out there. Okay, get you a man that's, you know,
because
men are takes care of home and, you know, not always out with his boys or doing whatever he's supposed to be.
I'm going to say the shit's 50-50, man. It's got to be 50. She should be able to go out. He should be able to go out. He should be able to stay home. She should be able to stay home. It is what it is.
But there's just this notion that if a woman is not constantly in the house, then she's out doing everything else, basically being at home. I don't think that's fair.
It's just that...
That's basically what you're insinuating, though.
Damn. Damn!
You say that's what you insinuate. Let's rewind that. When did I say that? I don't think it's that. It's just that us men, we know what other men are thinking.
Right.
So if your girl is out every fucking weekend, it's like there's somebody chasing her down. Yeah. Or at least 17 somebody's chasing her down in one night. So it's just that, you know, eventually she's going to break down for somebody. So that's the only insecure part about that. But other than that, no, we don't think you're out there like just getting it in. But at the same time, it's like if you're going out all the time on the weekend with your girls and all that, then we assume that we're no fun. You know what I'm saying? So that's all that is.
I just feel like I personally hate being in the house. I go crazy every time. I literally cannot be in a house for more than 24 hours without going crazy. So I have to get out. I have to move. I have to be productive. I have to do stuff. Doesn't mean that I'm necessarily out, you know, doing everything that I'm not supposed to be doing. But there's nothing wrong with getting out. There's nothing wrong with women being out and being active and being, you know.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. No woman should be in the house 24/7.
But that's basically what everyone's saying.
Who is everyone?
Someone, dude.
Tell them to shut the fuck up, because that's strictly false. Like I wouldn't want my lady.
Some dude that's 77.
Right. Like, you should be in the house cooking and cleaning my bacon while I'm out here working. Tom Earl, balls deep Dickens.
With the
Bulls, motherfucking
practice team.
Yeah, like, yo, that's Team B. That's Team B right there.
Nah, but I just know female shit happens, man. And guys, we're like, you know, you don't
really
care. If you're a homebody, that's absolutely nothing.
You know what? For me,
I'm. You have other options. I don't think that's the main way that you have to be with a man and stay in a relationship by always staying in, like, constantly being in a house 24/7. Like, you have a life. You have a right to live it, just like he's living.
I don't mind being in the house, say the truth. At this point in my life, I don't mind getting, as long as I'm still making money. Because, shit, getting the house is cool to me.
Getting the house is not bad.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's not bad.
I don't mind. I wouldn't mind my lady going out to do what she do, as long as she ain't doing what she doing out there.
Just work. Don't automatically think the worst if she's out there.
Exactly. Yeah.
She's out living her life. Just like you have your, you guys are still two individuals, you know?
Right.
Even when you're married, I feel like you still have a right to, you know, have your own space, be your own person, you know. Of course, like, you know, communicate with each other, but also know that, you know, it's nothing wrong with separating.
Fellas.
Yes.
If your girl's if the girl is going out, right before she leaves, maybe like an hour or two, just wear out, fam. Just go to town on it. Beat that thing up. Then let it go. All right, you can
let her know.
All right, you can go.
Go on out, have fun.
Yeah, right, let it have fun.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yes.
So, speaking of relationships, okay. I think if you had this question, is it fair to consider a person's past sexual relationships or sexual encounters when you're dating?
Okay, so, yeah, I that question.
Wait, what was that question again?
Is it fair to consider a person's past sexual encounters when you're dating them? Like, is it fair to, like, consider and bring up, like, you know, you said against them? Like, how many men have you been with? How many people have you been with?
Okay, so that was a question on Facebook posted by a friend of mine. And basically, it's a female question. But my thing is that what I was reading on the post from a lot of females, shouldn't consider nothing, blah, blah, blah. So I'm thinking to myself, why? Like, if I know the information, now granted, as a man, I don't ask about anybody's past. But if it comes up, I have to consider it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not just going to sit there and try to ignore the fact that you let a whole football team
dive in. Oh!
Exactly. Like, I can't ignore that. I gotta be like, okay, where do we go from here? You know what I'm saying?
So but, where does that thought process come? Does it come from, like, insecurity? Like,
no, see, that's what a lot of women were saying, but it's not that. It's just that moving forward, you you gotta deal with that. So it's like everywhere you go, it's like, oh shit, football's on Sunday. What do you think about?
Right. So is it kind of like a dollar oh, yeah.
Nah, it's just that, I mean, just like how women, I brought up the point that women consider a man's job. They consider how many baby mamas he has, how many kids he has. If that.
His credit.
Like, they consider all of that, but we can't consider what you did a couple of years ago.
That was before you, babe.
Okay, yeah. So this was a question mostly directed at women. It wasn't for both.
No, it was directed at men. It was basically trying to tell men, like, hey, shut up. Like, we, you know, us women can have sex with your father and you better accept it. And it's like, no, everything is not acceptable. Okay. Yeah, that's all I was trying to say. Like, everything is not acceptable. Some things are acceptable. Like, if like, let's say you slept with a friend of mine and I knew neither one of you at the time. But he's a friend, but somehow, you know, me and you were in love for the last like, 5 years. Yeah, but I know him and we just happened to meet up again and he lives next door or some shit. Like, I gotta be able to say, okay, you know, I gotta deal with that. Yeah. But anything else is like, you know, or something above that, where it's like, you know, like I said, you ran through a football team in one night. I gotta consider that.
Oh,
I'm just saying. Yeah. Like, that's the worst. Okay. The basketball team is bad. Football team, they on steroids.
Linebackers, offensive tackles.
They throwing you across the room.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my manly answer.
My name is Ben, and I
don't have a political answer. That's my manly answer.
No, mine is I want to know. I want to know off the bat. You know what I'm saying? I judge a female off that. I've had a couple of them. And a lot of people, some of y'all knew a couple of them. And I was like, I use that to break up with them. Like, you a hoe.
I knew about one, but I knew it after the fact.
What? You know what I'm saying?
So what exactly makes her
a hoe?
That she slept with anyone, period, before
you? Well, it depends on how many she did in the time span. You know what I'm saying? Like, she did, like, Let's say last year, 2017, from October to January to December, she was just on a rampage of dick sucking and fucking.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? And she did it with like a cousin of a friend of a brother to another cousin and his daddy and his two friends in a span of that time and everything consistently. You a hoe. I'm like, and I find that, and you told me that you did that. And you smiled about it, you're a hoe. I'm straight. I'm good.
You smiled about
it. You know what I'm saying? Talking about, I was getting it in, but I don't do that because I'm with you now. Oh, you a hoe. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not finna go. So I have to know about that. I wanna know what I'm dipping my dipping dots into or whatever.
Well, everyone has a single phase in their life. Everyone's, you know.
What makes me different? What makes me different? You know what I'm saying? You was a hoe up until this time, and here I come, and you wanna husband me and be all, nah.
So you want her to treat me like a hoe.
Right. Treat me like a hoe. Don't fucking change because, fuck that.
Treat you like a random, no?
Yeah, I want to know your background because I may be on the same thing. So, yeah.
I understand that.
You know?
Oh, my God. Okay.
But then, one more thing, but I say that and then there's also a post out there that says, from women, why are all these hoes wiped up and all the good girls are single? So it's like...
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
I have no experience.
Real quick, you know why these hoes are wiped up? Because they doing the shit that your single ass won't do. Because you're talking about, I don't do that. That's why they wiped up.
Well, all right.
But then you're complaining about women around with everyone.
You know, because I know that she's a hoe.
But some of these guys don't know. They some of them don't. They think the girl is fine and she's beautiful and she can't do no wrong.
Yeah.
So that's not a detriment to him. No. He's not out here doing his research. He probably don't even care to do the research. But her friends know, you know?
Yeah.
She gets around. So that it sucks for the guy, but, you know, what can you do?
Sucks to be the nice guy.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Mom. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Brace yourself.
So,
speak loudly, let the world hear.
First off, I feel like if a woman is single, she has every right to sleep with whoever the hell she wants to.
True.
It doesn't really matter, like, how many or how many at a time or whatever. I mean, she's single. She's not obligated to any fucking body. Now, granted, you have to be safe about it. You know, right. You have to obviously protect and, you know. But I feel like there's really nothing wrong with it. She's single. She's not obligated to anyone. This is something that she's a grown-ass woman. She can do whatever the hell she wants to do. Very as true. Long as she's not harming anybody in the process. And as long as she's keeping herself together, making sure that, you know, her lady is up to par, that everything's all good, then go on and do whatever the hell you want to do. You're a grown-ass woman. You're single. You ain't chained down to nobody. Go ahead and do what you want to do.
Her lady.
Yeah. Okay, what do you want me to say? Her vagina?
Her taco.
Her lady. We're going to keep it cute. Her lady. I also feel like, you know, me personally, I feel like yes and no, it is fair and it's also not fair to consider. For me, I consider it only because of safety reasons. Like, you know, you got to get checked out. You need to make sure that everything's good with you and whatever's going on in that situation before we decide, you know,
right.
to go ahead. Because some people don't even know. Yeah, you know, they go and sleep around with, you know, everybody and anybody. And they honestly don't know what they have. Trapped in a closet. That's all I can say. You know, right. you're going on sleeping with every Tom, Dick, and Harry or every Sarah Ann and, you know, Barbara or whoever. You don't know what you're carrying around. So I feel like...
Oh, they know they're carrying around.
As long as you are taking care of yourself, making sure that everything's good with little Mr. Johnson or little Miss Lady, I feel like that's okay.
So you're saying that if you yourself were single and another guy was single because y'all were feeling each other and you found out that even though he's safe, right? Mm-hmm. What if you found out he slept of your friends and an aunt.
That aunt, maybe that'd be like, good.
Maybe like we'll two see. Or 3 years ago.
In that scenario, I wouldn't feel comfortable. It's like, now you can't.
But he was safe.
I know it was safe, but okay, let me rephrase.
Now you gotta go back.
Wait, let me rephrase, okay? This is like all out of my circle, okay? Because if you single with family, this ain't gonna be like an all in the family kind of situation.
So friends are cool?
No. I wouldn't feel comfortable with that.
So that's what we're saying, basically. Like, I mean, if we have friends that are involved with this chick, then it's like, you know, it's hard to get over that. Or to look past it, I should say.
Okay, that, I understand that. I can identify that. So that's
all I was saying, that is that if you know, then you have to. It's not...
If you know, you know.
It's not inhumane to think about it and be like, yo,
yeah.
I don't think you should do this. Because it's going to be on my mind too much. Or on yours.
And that's why I say get that shit out now so I can do what I need to know right now. All right.
Yeah, you but want. Also, you can't just like go on a date with somebody and start listening. Okay, have you slept with Jim?
But no. Dave? I mean, you gradually.
Slept with Tony and, you know.
You gradually get to that, but I'm just saying, like, if I find out, like, 6 months into our relationship that you didn't slept with.
But if she doesn't know that he's your friend.
Well, no.
If she doesn't know that you guys are, like, you know, acquainted with each other, it is awkward, but it's also like, okay, you know what? That's the thing that comes with a little bit of, like, confidence in your relationship and maturity.
Yeah. But, I mean, you can't be mature for everybody. Like, what if your friend is, like, like an asshole the whole time? You know what I'm saying? Like, hugs are actually a little tighter. You know what I'm saying?
That's up to her to set up that boundary, and that's up to you to put up that boundary, like, amen, take that. And it's up to her to be like, hey, you know, whatever we did with the past is over with, and if he keeps trying to pursue, then that's the issue that you and him are going to have to go through. Because she can't handle that. That's up to you to do that. You're a man. Not a sexist thing, just saying. Men should deal with men issues, women should deal with issues. Never should be a man and a woman going at it. Like, if you're different situation. Okay, but like, if your boyfriend is going at it with another female, it's up to you to defend your man, because, you know, that's not a fair, just overall, it's not a fair argument. Yeah. Same thing is like, if you're getting into it with another man and he's all in your face yelling and everything else, and that's up to your man to step in and be like, hey, you know, it's my
lady.
Hey,
yo, my man. You know? Yeah.
Okay, carry on. I just need to bring that up real quick.
Okay. I just want to let the women out there know that, you know, you're not exempt from anything. Like, stop it. Y'all got to stop it with that. Oh, I'm a woman. I should be able to do this.
Yeah,
that. Like, yeah. We all are, but it's at the same time.
I'm not a woman. I'm a guy.
I mean, you know what I mean? We all are women and men.
Right.
And okay. Adults. But we have to be accountable. Will be held accountable as individuals. That's all I'm going to say.
But a woman should not get more, flag for it.
Nah, you shouldn't get more flag. Men shouldn't get more flag. It is what it is. But at the same time, if it gets brought up and you have to deal with it, then deal with it. Don't sit there and be like, I'm exempt because I have a vagina. No.
Well, what did we call it last week? What was it called? Fala. Was it Drake? The Fala.
Drake.
Yeah, Drake. What was that Drake? That beer that tastes like.
Drink. Yanni.
Yanni. That's what it's called. A vagina was Yanni.
I'm cool with Yanni. Very cool with Yanni. Yanni is
my friend. Yanni.
I mean, but yeah, as long as you're safe, it's not my mind or my,
And ladies, you are not hoes.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
You're not hoes if you're out here running through the bears.
Yes, yeah. I don't know. No voicemails talking crazy to me talking about
hoes.
Yeah, no.
That's going to be the next thing to pop up. Why are we hoes?
Right. No, that's not what I meant. Nah. Okay.
Promiscuous. I think that's the right word.
Yeah, promiscuous.
Promiscuous. That's fine.
Promiscuous girl.
Very free. There's nothing
wrong
with that.
Yeah.
And don't be malicious about it either. Like, if a man pisses you off, don't go sleep with his brother or his best friend or his cousin that's been, Same thing as fellas. If your girl pisses you off, don't go sleep with her sister.
Don't think I would like to.
Her roommate.
Don't think I want to.
Walk around in freaking booty shorts in front of the maid. I mean, be classy. Be adult about it. Don't be malicious. That just makes it more ugly, and that just gives, more people ammo to call you what they call you.
Plus, it's usually a setup.
Yeah. As my boy Eric used to say, watch your setups.
Watch your setups.
Women, if you over there, you got a roommate, he's got a shower, and y'all listening with that towel.
Why would you have a roommate?
Don't go for it.
He's supposed to be in college, right? Co-ed roommates.
He said he's visiting with the feet.
Water glistening all over your body.
You know y'all got that little beat, the V-line.
Yeah.
That's the V-line.
Okay. You gotta look at it with the towel on the face. Hey, how you doing? What's up?
Speaking of
beef.
We're gonna talk about Kim Kardashian.
Snark.
You got to get out of beef.
Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum.
And Kim just simply told her, we're on a TV show. We have a TV show.
Little do you
and
know.
Little baby was just like, oh, okay.
Your mom is famous for home movies. Your mom is famous for home.
I guess that was the most G-rated way to explain to her why she was famous.
She's gonna find out why you're really famous. Yeah. Not because of the Kardashians. Because the Kardashians came after that.
Yeah.
It came way after that.
It started off after the fact that they were talking about it. Wow. Actually. About the video. She's like, what? I was horny and, we had a camera and we did it.
Ah, yeah, whatever.
It was more than that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It was different days.
she
different times.
Well, that was her basically owning up to it, like, you know, yeah, in the very beginning. And like, I think it was the first. I only watched the first season. I couldn't do it after that, but yeah, they start off talking about this.
Ray J.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Gotta fix my hat 51 time, Ray J.
At least she was famous before that.
Though, no, man. She was famous. Nick Cannon went through
it. It was her
father. Yeah, I thought it was part of the OJ trial.
Oh, that was, that's yeah, what yeah. I thought he was an Olympian.
So. No. He, that's a stepfather. Oh, okay. Yeah, her real father was part of the OJ. Yeah. And they're staring.
So when they come out, it's just like, oh, so and so's daughter had a tape with Ray J, and that's how.
Well, no, I mean, Ray J at the time, he had a name, a couple of albums out.
Yeah,
he's Brandy's brother.
As far as Kim goes.
Oh, Kim.
Was she only known as her father's child?
She had no name
before then.
That was an era where sex tapes were like gold.
Yeah.
Like if there was a sex tape with a celebrity, it was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, like Pamela Anderson, she kicked it off.
Tommy Lee, yeah.
With hers, and then like, who was next? China?
No, China.
Wrestler?
Yeah, no, she was way after that. It was like Pamela China? Lee.
No.
I can't even think. I don't care about celebrity sex tapes.
I don't either, but yeah. If you see, like, you gotta see Paris Hilton. That was the
one. Oh, yeah. Paris one night in Paris.
Hers was kind of boring.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton had one. And then that's when Ray J and Kim did theirs. But it was like in the era where it was like, oh shit, it's another sex tape.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was popular. It wasn't popular, but it was like, if you did one and it was good, or it's like the celebrity was, you know, worth mentioning.
And it was Ray J. He had his little shits going on back then.
If I had one wish.
Yeah, Ray J was a little, popular. Wish. Kim Kardashian was just a chick.
I mean, even though then Kim K was like bad, and like, damn, I want her. She was bad at the time. And then after her booty and her body started looking like an S.
Yeah, she's right.
Yeah.
She did a few modeling and poles for Hugh Hefner. Did a little modeling show.
Yeah.
You know, she blew up from that. But she could have easily said we're famous.
No, she said, her daughter asked, why are you famous, mommy? Right. Not why are we famous, but why are you famous, mommy?
Because right. I'm my father's child. She couldn't, you know. Like, she could have went in a separate way besides saying we're a TV show. Okay, so why do you have a TV show?
Well, I sucked a couple of wings. She went, no, first it was
Reggie
Nick Cannon, Bush. Reggie Bush, old boy, that played on the Nets.
The white guy.
Yeah, Chris Humphreys.
And then Kanye.
Kanye sure didn't know how to pick him. Amber! This is a rash. Amber.
I would have stuck
with
Amber.
I don't know, man. Well,
she's
sexier
to me. I think both of them are dimwits, but I think Amber Rose is physically a better specimen.
Yeah,
I feel
nice.
Like Amber would have let him have the freedom that he has with
Well, shit, look what happened with Wiz Khalifa. You know, all we got Wiz is like, you know, because he got a child with him.
Kanye had better music with him.
No. You take grand percent, brother. Which is funny. I never thought of it like that until.
He has that good love and the motivation.
Yeah.
Ain't no ways in heartbreaks.
And when you get old, you need to ask for a white girl.
You can't beat that.
Do.
Speaking of Kanye West, guys. This long, out interview with him and Mr.
Jimmy Kimmel. I still haven't seen it.
He said, so with Trump separating, because what the context of the conversation was about love. Mm. Kanye was saying, oh, we need love to get over the racism. We need love to do this. He basically trying to say, let's just hug it out. Everybody just hug it out. Ah. So Jimmy Kimmel was like, okay, that's fine and dandy, but your boy Trump, I know you want to hug him and all of that, but he's over here separating families. You know what I'm saying? And so he was like, so what do you have to say about that? Like, he's literally separating kids from their family. Mm. And leaving the kids here in prisons, and basically by the prison or whatever. So he was like, he was stumped. Like, he just looked up in the sky and was like,
had to really think about that.
Yeah, and then he was like, it was so long of a pause. Jimmy Kimmel, being the professional he is, he's like, we'll take a break here.
Yeah, wow. Let's get, like, come back.
Wow. And they came back. Nothing more that question.
They probably told him, say, hey, don't answer that question again.
Yeah, it went from a whole totally different conversation. Yeah, that. So
he's not going to ask that.
But just to be clear, guys, Kanye West made a statement back in 2004 during George Bush's term or run that he doesn't care about black people. Mm. And then Jimmy Kimmel basically asked him, okay, so what makes you think that President Trump does, or anyone at all?
Wow.
Right.
I need to watch this.
But that's where he gave the ball. I was like,
ooh. It's worth 21 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that, yeah.
But this kind of brings up another question. Like, I understand being a celebrity, you know, you're out there. Everything you do is like, you know, examined under magnifying glass and like the tweezers and everything else. But I feel like we kind of have to be a little bit more understanding as far as timeline goes. So if you bring it up, because he brought up something that Kanye said in 2004. Hmm. You know, which was like 14 years ago. Everyone's automatically in a different mindset. Yeah. You know, everyone grows, everyone changes. So I feel like, you know, of course, you know, you're in that spotlight. So we aren't actually going to do it if, you know, something switches up. But it's not, I feel like, well, one, is it fair? And two, you know, do we have a right to kind of take it there? Take it back. Okay, well, back in 1996, you said this and that, and, you know.
I think we do. I think we do. Because, you know, what he said and what's going on there. I mean, I'm not going to say Trump. I mean, Bush is better than Trump. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But what Trump is doing outweighs everything that Bush was doing.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. So, for you to say Bush doesn't like black people, what makes you think Trump do?
Yeah.
This is the killer part about that. This is the ironic part I would say about that. Is that Kanye back then was talking, going in on Bush, saying he doesn't like or appreciate black people, right?
Right.
And like you said, you know, 14 years later, here Kanye is supporting someone like Trump.
True.
And what is Bush doing? He's telling people that Trump is bad.
Yeah.
He's bad for the United States.
Right.
So that's how I want to say ironic, I guess. But at the same time, it's just like, if the writing is on the wall,
yeah,
Kanye West, then why are you not reading it? Why are you choosing to look past it? You can't solve what Bush is doing with a hug. Like, I'm pretty sure they're emotional about Kanye West, because I know at the end of the day, to me, he's just a celebrity, he's just an artist, a fashion designer, whatever he is, that's what he is. You know what I'm saying? I don't, even he said he's not political. And I don't find him to be political. But he needs to stop using politics to get people's attention.
Right.
I think that's fucking stupid, and it's
just stupid. It's just stupid.
It's inflammatory. And it's not cool to, like, flame the fires with shit that's real.
Right.
Like, stop using real shit to get a point across or to bring up the point if you're not going to know what the fuck you're talking about. I just think that's just as backwards and it's disappointing, but it's also irresponsible as a voice that he has. Like, he could literally, like, make an album two songs with him just talking and people would buy it and listen to it. So he has to stop just saying things out of his face that makes sense to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop using politics, something that he says he doesn't understand. Stop using that as a platform. It's ridiculous. Like, that man, like, Trump is using him. Like, anytime he can, like, he's using him.
Yeah. Well, Kanye is my friend.
That's
my guy. That's
my friend. Like, more black people should be like you. And,
I really
you
know. Like this man. He tells some truth.
Yeah.
It's not fake news. It's not fake news.
Man, like, and Trump is, he's on Twitter more than...
Than us.
Than regular people.
Yeah. I was just about to say something about that. Like, how is you constantly... Yeah, like, how is it able that he can say whatever he wants, can nobody say anything about him?
Like, you know, the guy, I know this is kind of... Like he said, like, we might as well just get into it.
Right.
You know, when he talked about LeBron.
Well, yeah.
He said, basically, he was talking to Don Lemon. He was talking to Don Lemon, sweet Don Lemon, saying that you made LeBron James look smart. And that's hard to do.
Yeah.
Something like that. I'm paraphrasing, but it was something like that. And
it's just
bewildering to me, like a president of the United States could stoop so low. To go back and forth with an athlete who just opened up a school
with his own money.
Free tuition, and if you graduate, you get to go to college. The government out here in Chicago, they've been, ever since Obama was on his way out, they've been closing schools.
Yeah.
And you going in on a man that, or you disrespecting a man that is building this community. That's below.
That's because LeBron is a lot better than he is. That's all it is.
He is.
And Trump can't stand for nobody to outshine anything that he is.
But he doesn't need to disrespect him.
Yeah.
It's crazy because on top of that, I just heard a story about, well, it's not old. I mean, it's not too new, but it's not too old. But the guy who did the first two Guardians of the Galaxy movies.
Oh, yeah.
James Gunn.
Yeah.
And so he had some old tweets that came back up, but he apologized for them back then. And this is to your point about... should things matter, but he did that some years back, and he apologized for it back then, but they came up now, and Disney fired him over those tweets. Now, the tweets were, now, his background is writing and comedian. So, comedians have this, they live in a bubble where...
Their lingo's different from ours.
Yeah. Like, they can say whatever they feel, as long as it's a joke.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They have to put it in the form of a joke. So he was joking about some things that are sensitive now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Especially with the Me Too stuff and all these, you know, pedophiles getting found out or coming out of the closet. Like, all of that he spoke about is kind of like, it's not funny now. You know what I'm saying? So he got in trouble with that, and they basically fired him. But my whole point to this is like, why is Disney so quick to fire him, but like we still have a president that's says he like he grabs pussy.
Yeah.
He's misogynistic. Like, I don't understand it for the life of me. It's just ass backwards. Like, why do people find it okay to pick on regular people, I would say, with their tweets, but we have an entire president who's disrespectful, who's misogynistic.
Does he have a sexist behind him?
I have a theory.
What's wrong with the team of America? When does America not have a team? Where's our team?
I truly have a theory about stuff like that. I mean, I'm not afraid to speak on it and say it, but it's a lot to do with the cults that me and another gentleman talk about.
Illuminati.
I don't know about the Illuminati, but real talk, it's everything is premeditated. Everything is already destined to happen. You know what I'm saying? Trump is not gonna be in there 4 years. He's not gonna get another 4 years for one.
I don't want him to
Well, I don't either, but they gonna plan it out. A lot of people, I was reading something. I forgot. No, I was looking on YouTube. They was just saying that everything was meant for Barack, the second black president, because it actually was the first black president a couple years ago. Not even years ago. Decades.
Yeah, back
in. You know, the fuck is wrong with you, man? Strong arm Sam ass. But yeah, there was another black gentleman that was president way before Washington. Yeah, before Washington, Abraham Lincoln, all of them. And so everything was just premeditated to have Barack come in, make him the golden child. And yes, he's still the best president of all time, yes. Make him the golden child and set things up for this and everything and for him to have a success of idiocracy or whatever, which is President Trump.
Right.
This motherfucker don't know a damn thing. It was meant to be. So now it's opening the floodgates to have another movie star now to be a president. That was going to happen next, I believe.
I don't want to get too political.
I don't either. But that's just, yeah, my theory.
But I don't remember it in history class looking at presidents and being like, okay, this president was this way, this president was that way. You know, it was just whoever was the best person at the time.
Was the president.
Was the president.
Yeah.
And that was it. But now it's like a popularity contest.
Yeah.
So, right, like you said, it might be an actor. It might be the Rock. It might be Oprah.
Truly. You know freaking Kane, the wrestler, is
Kane
mayor.
Is mayor,
yeah,
right?
The mayor of
it's not even taken, being taken seriously.
It's not.
I feel like it never was, but it's been taken seriously.
You know? That's why I believe the purge is going to happen at some point in our lives.
I just need a year before that happens. Just give me a year heads up.
Nah, but, yeah, man, that's, yeah.
Oh, and another thing I wanted to talk about as far as
LeBron, I want to talk about LeBron and the black in the magazine thing. Oh, go ahead, my brother. I'm sorry.
Magazine?
Yeah. So basically, LeBron has said in his IG that nothing about the magazine that Beyonce's on the cover of. I think it's.
Oh, yeah. And before you get to that, I do remember that.
Go on. Do what you have to do, bro.
No, I just wanted to go back to the part against with him and Trump and LeBron.
Oh, yeah.
Because Trump had put up there that he liked Mike or something like
that. Yeah, he was like, I like Mike, but Mike don't like your ass.
Right. And I was just, it was just frustrating to see a bunch of, like, black people get on social media and start going at Mike. And
it just felt like he didn't.
Felt like he don't speak up enough, which is fine. You can be mad at that if you want to.
I said it last week. Everybody's not built
to
speak. LeBron is totally built for this.
Yeah.
Mike isn't.
Mike is.
He's a voice. He's more money. I put my money into it.
Exactly.
You know?
Mike is behind the scenes. He don't need to be all up front with it. He can give $7 million away, you know what I'm saying, to a charity.
Right.
And be great. That's fine. Also, he does not own a prison. He does not have money in a prison. People need to stop believing that myth. It is a white dude. His name is Michael Jordan. He's white.
Yeah, I heard that.
He did it. The only reason that rumor is still in existence is because people will not research it. That's it. He does not own anything in a prison.
Yeah, Mike does not own a prison.
It's not the same Michael Jordan. That's all I wanted to say. Like, stop letting Trump, like, people, like, that's exactly what Trump is good for, is trolling. He just trolled the shit out of a bunch of black people.
He's the 6'9" of politics.
Yeah, I like Mike. And black people went up and uproar. Yeah, Mike don't do shit. Where did you get that from?
Yeah.
How did that happen? Out of that one little line, how did that happen?
I heard that. Yeah.
That's so stupid to me, man.
Could
be. So we got to blame Lil Bow Wow.
God damn it, Bow Wow. Shade Moss.
He likes Chad Moss.
Chad Moss, you fucking shit.
But yeah, that magazine thing.
But yeah, so LeBron posted something on his IG, I believe, about it was this magazine that had Beyonce on the cover. I think it was Ebony, or
it was In Vogue.
LeBron said, "Nothing in the world is more powerful than a colored woman. Thank you all for continuing to not settle and getting great. And getting great
examples in life for so many looking up to you for your inspiration, guidance, and love. My daughter is watching. The thing that was funny to me was all the rebuttals from all the white people.
Yeah.
It was funny. One dude was like, why does it have to be colored women? I mean, I ain't gonna front. I asked too, like, yo, you gotta say color. You just say African American. You said color. Like, LeBron, you sound like Samuel L. Jackson.
I think he was trying to, I understood him.
Me too.
I think he was trying to say, like, all the women that are not white, basically.
It's not always about you.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, please, someone tell me how colored women are better than white women.
He said,
"I can't." It was funny. And then, And there was another. It was another rebuttal. Why do you have to mention colored women? That's racist to white people. I love how you tried to flip it, though. Right? That's hilarious.
That's racist.
And the third and last one, because there was so many, I just picked up my favorite ones. The guy said, "That's pretty racist." I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? How is any of that racist?
It's funny how white people
play the victim.
So sensitive.
They play the victim.
So sensitive.
But, you know, the award shows, what do we see? White people.
Yeah.
The movies, what do we see? White people.
Oscars.
Movies based on black TV shows. Black individuals. What do we see?
White people. What was an Egyptian movie? What was that? King of Pharaohs or something like that?
God of Pharaohs? No. God of Egypt.
Yeah, God of Egypt.
Gods of Egypt.
Yeah.
White people.
Yeah.
They had one black person in there. The guy who did... Black Panther.
Yeah.
He was in there. He was effeminate. Though.
I know, right?
He was effeminate, excuse me. He was like some type of...
He made multiple versions of himself.
He was effeminate, though. And it's like, come on.
Every movie and show has that one token black guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Everyone.
We just got to sit there and accept it. Like, this is the life.
Black Panther was pretty black. That was great.
But Meteor Man was the first black hero.
Was it?
Well, not really, but...
It actually was.
Yeah, the movie, Meteor Man. And then Blank Man came after it.
I want to see that.
Meteor Man.
Meteor Man!
Yeah.
The
Golden Lord! Oh, the
Black
Bloom?
Family. The Black Superhero. It was the guy from, he played a dad or something on a TV show. It was Up, Up, and Away.
Was it a cartoon?
No, it was a Black Family. It was real.
Up, Up, and Away. I probably know what you're talking about. It's on the tip of my tongue, too. I'm getting it. But it'll come back to us.
Yeah, but I mean, America has been whitewashing a lot of shit.
But I tell you one thing, they ain't whitewashing. Get rid of Trump style in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, they got
it. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? They did that shit. They said, yo, we can't stand this motherfucker. Yo, we'll trade him for.
Yeah.
We'll give y'all.
They got it out of here, though.
Yeah.
So that was what's up. They got rid of his star. A lot of people, it was kind of divided. A lot of people were like, no, don't get rid of it. Like, that's just...
So what y'all going to do? Y'all going to bring it back after he's out?
They might.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, he ain't president no more, so we can bring him back. But no, as a president, he fucked up a lot of shit.
Yeah,
and that shit going to linger for the next 20 years because of
him.
You so busy trying to get rid of Barack and Obamacare, you more focused about Obamacare than worrying about keeping everybody together.
He was mad that a black person cared about the health of the people of America.
So he's also pissed that he didn't give advice to the royal wedding.
Barack
Obama.
Oh, wow.
Wait, hold on. It looked familiar.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, I remember. Okay, it was Robert Townsend.
Robert Townsend and
George Jefferson.
Yeah, George Jefferson.
I remember that. Yeah, that was stupid. I'm glad they took it off there. I think it was the name of the show, Up, Up, and Away, I think.
That was a show?
It was a movie.
Yeah, a movie, yeah.
Up, Up, and Away.
Wow.
Yeah, hilarious.
George Jefferson and
have
Robert Townsend.
Mama look good.
Yeah. I'm a motherfucker.
Come on now.
That, yeah. Discussion. What is really going on in our city? What's up with all this shootout? In 3 hours, 30 people died. Oh, in 2 hours, 50 people getting killed. In 48, 70 some people dead. All this, that's bananas. What is going on? Chicago, what is going on? What are we doing? What are we doing?
I saw one in the video from that weekend.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was rough to watch.
Yeah. It kind of reminded us when we was in Memphis a little bit. No.
I seen a different video.
Oh, what video?
Talking about the little scramble video.
Yeah, when everybody was shooting and somebody was running. They still ain't got nobody. You got all these cameras, so you still ain't got nobody.
That was nothing compared to the video
I saw. What you see, brother? Yeah.
It was a video. Well, I couldn't share it. It was maybe like 5 guys just standing around in a circle. You couldn't hear it. It was no audio.
Mm.
It was in black and white, and like seemed like night vision or whatever.
Mm.
But basically, the guys were just standing there like they would. You know how people stand up on the fence in Chicago? They just up on the fence, so they were just talking. It seemed like maybe it was an argument. I don't know, but it really wasn't no movements at first until the guy pulled out his gun. So one guy pulls out his gun, shoots towards where you can't see, and then another guy right next to him pulls out his gun and shoots at him, and he falls. So the first shooter falls on the ground, and then the second shooter is running away shooting. While the guy is on the ground, he's looking for his gun. So he's looking for his gun, and he finally finds his gun. Whoever he was shooting at came from outside of the screen into view. He basically got on top of the man who was shooting, and he grabbed him. They was fighting for the gun. You can see them fighting for the gun. And so he's trying to stop him. The guy on top of him was trying to stop him from getting the gun. Mind you, the guy on top of him also has a gun. This guy pistol whips him at first, but he notices the guy isn't going down.
Just like
and
move.
He's already on it. It does. And he's already on the ground. He said, forget it. Turns his gun around, shoots him point blank in the face like 5 times. Gets up, runs off. Kidding you not, man.
Damn.
I watched that. I was just like, yo, what the fuck is going on?
Chicago, what is going on? You got people. I mean, like, you got celebrities coming over here. They're making jokes, even though I know they're not trying to be funny, but they're making jokes like, fuck.
It's been bad for
a couple years.
This 2018, yeah. It's been bad since at least 2007-ish.
7 years.
Maybe 2008. That was around the time shit really went left.
Shit.
I think it's from the outside looking in. We don't know what's actually. We're not in the streets.
You could. could, and some of them will sit down with you. You know what I'm saying? And, but the interviews I've seen, it's always been the same thing.
But one thing that I did learn is that it's territorial.
Yeah.
When these kids are in gangs, right?
Right.
And you know how gangs work. They got their territories.
Mm.
And so a lot of these schools that get closed down, they now have rival gangs inside of those schools. So it's like they're doing everything on the outside of the school, luckily, instead of inside the school. But at the same time, it's like these kids go from their house where they have to dodge their rivals all day.
Right.
Then they go to school, and it's like their rivals are sitting right next to them in class.
Right.
Or waiting for them outside of class.
Yeah.
So it's rough. It's rough out here, man. On top of that, it's like, you know, it's still drugs out here. It's still a hustle out here. So it's like, you know, what can you do?
There's
still poverty out here.
A lifelong question that I think that will never, ever get answered, you know, is what can we do?
Better our community.
I mean, we always say that better in our community, but what does that really mean? Like, Chicago is so corrupted. You got the support that you're talking about corrupted, you know what I'm saying? And support, like us three, we could probably go into the neighborhoods and do what we can. But at some point, we're going to need some type of alderman who's corrupted. We're going to need his help.
That's not corrupt.
But half of them are. You know what I'm saying? We're going to need some type of
position. They get it. I mean, let's be honest. In case people don't know this, listening from another state or something like that, like, aldermen in Chicago only become aldermen really to skim off the top.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest. That's why our neighborhoods are lacking in funding for schools. And that's why these schools, they drop off fast. But, yeah, that's all right.
That's all I got to say. Hey, y'all, he's rubbing his beard. That's all I got to say.
Yes.
But nah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I just want to know what's a way that we can get into the inside and understand.
This goes back to my point earlier when we was talking about the segment of kids growing up. Madea. There are no Madeas on the block to say, what are you doing? Don't nobody respect the OGs that came up. But then the OGs are walking in Pampers and being afraid to say something because they're afraid I'm going to get shot if I say stop. You know what I'm saying? But then there's got to be strong brothers like you and me and women like you and just say, why are you killing an older person? What is wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? Now, I said last week that I'm not built to go on the front lines and be a Black Panther. But let me a little bit. I will stand up for my neighborhood that I grew up in. My kids are in. I will do that, but for me to go out and bear arms against the police and all that, I'm not built to do that. I'm not scared, but I'm just not built to do that. You know what I'm saying? But for me to stand up to one of these young dudes up here that know better, I have a son. And I'm very fearful of everything we went through growing up. Dude, I'm very fearful of what's out here. I don't know everything that's out here. I know what's out here, but I don't know everything that's new that's out here. My son get of age, he's 8 years old. He go to school. They go to him. They get him in a gang or whatever like that. My son doing that. All the stuff y'all see on Moesha and all these other shows and everything, that's real. That happens. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Let's say this podcast thing, we blow up. We become so fucking international. I'm hardly at home. My son's out here being a man child because I'm not at home a lot of times. But then that's when my dear come in. What are you doing? You know, that's my deal. I'm sorry. These kids don't have that. You know what I'm saying? They really don't. It takes a village to raise a child, and don't nobody believe that. Not saying a village raised me, but shit. You know, my mom has passed on. Your mom has passed on. our kids don't have that strong structure like they used to. And I think that's what we miss.
My piece of advice for people that want their sons or daughters to not be a, I won't say a
victim, statistic.
Or I won't even say statistic. That. I just like to be attached to the negative aspect of the hood or the ghetto or whatever.
Right.
Take them out to places that they don't normally see. You know what I'm saying? If you take them a trip with your girl 1 year, that's cool. The next year, take a trip with your kid. Or put them in a program that allow them to travel and not just see the circumference of their neighborhood. Like, when I was growing up, you know, my mother never lived in an area that was, you know, middle class. So
that's why you bougie, huh?
So in turn, she would take me to, like, she'd send me away to, like, church camps, and we would go to camp and learn how to fish, or learn how to canoe, make fires and shit like that. We did all that little campfire and stuff. But also, I traveled with basketball, so I didn't just see my neighborhood. Like, I would come back to my neighborhood, and it'll be home, but it was, like, still foreign to me. Mm. So I wasn't getting into the trouble that most kids that was around there all summer would get into. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So just my one piece of advice, if you have kids you don't know what to do with, put them in a program that'll take them outside of the neighborhood and show them something different besides what everybody else is learning.
Something outside of their comfort
zone. Yeah, something outside of their
comfort zone. Different perspective.
Right.
Other than taking them to the mall and having them shop.
Right. The mall is not far enough. Downtown is not far enough.
Yeah.
Take them camping, horseback riding. It's you can do it. You know what I'm saying? And it might be cheaper. So
I want to teach y'all how to freaking grow vegetables. We don't know how to do that. A lot of them don't know how to grow.
No agriculture.
You know what I'm saying? And that's something that they need to learn how to do.
And you can grow vegetables in your backyard if you have one.
Yeah. You know?
Chicago will allow.
Chicago, y'all.
Get a hold of that tax, boy. Tax that?
Let's get it. Text. In Chicago, we got to do better. We have to be better. We got to know better. Like, God, bless my city. I mean, bless the city. For real. I've never seen Chicago like this. Never. Yeah. I've never seen it. Not even we rioted when the Bulls won all six of them championships. That was nothing. Like, I've never seen Chicago this bad. You know what I'm saying? And it's fearful. I'm very fearful of it because I don't know. I don't want to abandon my city by leaving it. Because. But in some cases, I believe that I may have to do that, even though it's everywhere. It's everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
And the reason I say we got to fix it from the inside out, because nobody on the outside is looking to fix us.
Nah, hell no.
They do not care. They literally do not care. If we all died off tomorrow, they would probably have a celebration about it the following week.
Yeah.
So, like, black people, if you own a business, if you don't own a business, still support it. Support that business.
Yeah.
Because it does matter. Like, you're not, stop thinking about it like you're putting money into a person's pocket that looks like you, they're just going to spend it on some weed or they're going to spend it on whatever. Like, that's not your business. Your business is to just enjoy their product and keep it moving.
Yeah.
But support black businesses. And I say that because...
Please.
If you look at a Asian community, they have Asian banks, they have Asian restaurants, they have Asian clothing stores, Asian...
Asian restaurants, car dealership.
Yeah, Asian everything. And you can literally, in Chicago, you can, tell me if I'm wrong, but in Chicago area, can you not go to a place and be like, okay, we have a place called Jewtown.
Yeah.
And this is not being, what's the word I'm looking for? I forget the word right now. Cynical or whatever the case may be, or racist or whatever. But it's literally a place called Jewtown, where it's a Jewish community. We have Russian
Greek town.
Communities. We have Greek town. We have a Greek community. We have an Asian community. The only reason you know what a black neighborhood is because it's the only neighborhood that
looks like shit.
Like it's full of shit. Like it's nothing promising there.
Right.
We don't have a community that's like, you know, we got black banks, we got black owned businesses throughout and all of this other. There's none of that. You just know it's black people there. But all of these, I say that to say, like, if we build up our own community, you know, maybe we won't get harassed anymore. Maybe, you know, these police won't come into our neighborhoods and try to entrap us with
gym shoes,
with loaded trucks and all this other shit trying to arrest people. Yeah. Maybe they won't do that. Let's start there. You know what I'm saying? And then we can worry about other people coming in and helping us. And that'd be it. But, yeah, that's all I got to say about that. Wow. Hopefully one day, you know, we'll look back and be like, yo, Chicago was crazy back then.
Now, we're living in paradise. I hope so, man. I truly hope so. Any encouraging words y'all got for the city, the world, or anybody?
Stay out of trouble. Have more sex.
Tupac said, keep your head up. AKA Esther Roll. Damn. Nah.
Give y'all kids some hugs.
Yeah.
Tell y'all love them. Focus y'all problems.
Well, someone think of the children.
But yeah, y'all. You know what? On some real shit though. Just be better. I'm gonna get the words from LeBron James. Be better tomorrow. For real. That's all you gotta do is be better. So don't try to be better. Be better. Be better tomorrow, y'all. It was an awesome show, y'all. It was kind of warm, kind of freaking warm and everything, but that's about to change in a minute. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all here with us, and we appreciate that. Welcome to our madness. Welcome to our shenanigans. Welcome to Preppy Boys World. Holler at y'all next week. Deuces.